Tim Walz, accused of stolen valor, voted yea on the Stolen Valor Act. By Wendell Hasebo on August 8, 2024. Embattled Democrat vice presidential nominee Governor Tim Walz, MN, voted yea on the Federal Stolen Valor Act of 2013 during his time as a U.S. congressman. The vote seems ironic because Walz has been facing accusations of stolen valor, especially after a video surfaced Wednesday of him misrepresenting his military career by falsely claiming he served in war. Governor Tim underscore Walz, I spent 25 years in the Army and I hunt. I've been voting for common sense legislation that protects the Second Amendment, but we can do background checks. We can research the impacts of gun violence. We can make sure those weapons of war, that I carried in war. pic.twitter.com/3ivazy2rp2. Kamala HQ, at Kamala HQ, August 6, 2024. The Stolen Valor Act amended provisions concerning fraudulent claims about military service, according to congress.gov. Stolen Valor Act of 2013, amends the Federal Criminal Code to rewrite provisions relating to fraudulent claims about military service to subject to a fine, imprisonment for not more than 1 year, or both an individual who, with intent to obtain money, property, or other tangible benefit, fraudulently holds himself or herself out to be a recipient of a Congressional Medal of Honor, a Distinguished Service Cross, a Navy Cross, an Air Force Cross, a Silver Star, a Purple Heart, a Combat Infantryman's Badge, a Combat Action Badge, a Combat Medical Badge, a Combat Action Ribbon, a Combat Action Medal, or any replacement or duplicate medal for such medal as authorized by law. Shortly after Democrat presidential nominee Vice President Kamala Harris chose Walz as her running mate, accusations arose that Walz had been dishonest about his military record. According to Politico Playbook, the accusations include Walz abandoning his men before they deployed overseas, lying about serving in combat, claiming he served in Afghanistan, inflating his rank. Related, Stolen Valor, J.D. Vance accuses Tim Walz of lying about his military service. Neither Walz nor Harris has addressed the accusations brought Wednesday. Harris has not held a press conference for 18 days since becoming the party's de facto nominee. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.